All right, here's some more good pandemic news. All that quality time together assembling jigsaw puzzles and playing card games, well, it's apparently good for your brain, for keeping it healthy. To try this out anecdotally, NPR's Jason Fuller and his wife, Candace Wallace Fuller, masked up and got to some spades playing with her family in Chesapeake, Virginia.
When you hear the sound of cards being shuffled in the South, there's a strong chance a competitive game of spades is underway. Under basic rules, the two of spades is the ultimate trump card, followed by the ace, king, queen, and jack. But all bets are off because, well, we're playing with the big and little jokers. Something that requires a bit more brain power.
Molly Robb with some girls, and I'm 94 years old.
Wait, I want to see the two of spades.
Oh, you want to see two of spades?
I'll just make sure.
Molly Robinson Garris is my experienced partner. Mrs. Garris is my wife's grandmother. I'm allowed to call her Granny, not y'all. Granny's been staying with her oldest daughter, Carolyn Dixon, for the past few months in Chesapeake, Virginia. She seems happier.
So, Granny, how long have you been playing spades for?
I've been playing cards since I was a teenager.
That's a lot of experience.
We used to play bid whist, but it just was like spades.
Another spade! Ah, oh, darn!
Bid whist is close enough to spades. And while Granny and I haven't played spades much together, we're more than holding our own.
This is really pivotal.
Excuse my egging on of my wife and mother-in-law. It happens.
All right. Woohoo!
Oh!
This is a really pivotal
game. You gotta go big or stay at home.
Things are going pretty well for me and Granny. Until...
I got a sore hand this time. A sore hand got nothing.
Thank you, granddaughter over there.
Granny's either playing possum or really knows how to make the most out of a lousy hand. You be the judge.
See, when you come out, you're supposed to come out big.
There you go. That's right.
If you ain't coming out big, stay at home.
That's right.
From the sound of Granny's emphatic slam, a queen of spades just crashed the party.
Change it up. You're doing good over there. Change some stuff up.
I'm in awe. I mean, Granny turns 95 in October. I'm thinking, how is she doing all of this? Spades is not an easy game.
It's a really demanding cognitive task. I mean, really demanding.
Denise Park is the Distinguished University Chair in Behavioral and Brain Sciences at the University of Texas. She researches the cognitive neuroscience of aging.
You have to keep track of all the cards. It's a multitasking situation that really, I would say, overloads or loads the cognitive system to its maximum ability.
Here's Granny flexing her memory from the last hand.
I had a spade, but I had the king and the queen.
So what'd you get out of the kitty?
The three down, ace and king and queen.
Oh, that's
especially in the frontal cortex, that's where working memory resides. So it's exercising the part of your brain that involves a lot of reasoning and processing of information and evaluation and decision making.
But Granny doesn't look overwhelmed. As a matter of fact, it's the opposite. Her face is lit up with excitement. And sure, the game is exciting, but it's about the connections you have with the people you're playing with.
Well, certainly when you see your family and you haven't seen them for a while, the pleasure centers of your brains light up and all sorts of reward centers light up.
Granny cracks a smile as her daughter, my mother-in-law, eggs me on thinking they've got us coming up short.
Okay, how about yours? Got some, Jason?
We're about to see on this last hand.
Okay, last one. This sink or swim.
This is sink or swim.
What you got?
You have to play.
Yeah, but see, that one card doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, the final score was 301-313. Granny and I lost, I know. But the wit Granny displayed was impressive. She seems more upbeat since moving in with her daughter. Park says most seniors don't have the luxury of living with their children, but they can stimulate their minds and stay sharp by incorporating fun games and puzzles into their daily routines. That's at least until everyone is vaccinated and those things called hugs are in greater supply. Jason Fuller, NPR News.